It's Thursday after Ash Wednesday. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. These first few days of Lent are newcomers. Lent in ancient times began with the first Sunday. These days, however, have an important purpose. They are almost like the narthex of a church, the entrance portal into a grand, beautiful sacred structure. The Roman station today is San Giorgio in Velabro, built in the 7th century over an earlier structure in the Greek quarter near the Tiber docks and markets. It's dedicated to St. George and Sebastian. It stands near the site of Sebastian's martyrdom. Sebastian's body, according to tradition, was thrown into the Cloaca Maxima, the great sewer of Rome, which runs beneath the area and is still visible if you are at the banks of the Tiber. The church preserves the skull of St. George. Passing through the 13th century portico, restored after the 1993 mafia bombing, one enters into the basilica with Cosmatesque floors and a wooden ceiling patterned with stars and an apse fresco painted by Pietro Cavallini depicting Christ with the Virgin Mary and Saints Peter, George, and Sebastian. Like the other ancient station churches, San Giorgio has a titular cardinal, since cardinals are formally the clergy of Rome. Among its former titulars was St. John Henry Newman. And speaking of John Henry Newman, here's something from his parochial and plain sermons for Lent. Let not the year go round and round without a break and interruption in its circle of pleasures. Give back some of God's gifts to God, that you may safely enjoy the rest. Fast or watch or abound in alms, or be instant in prayer, or deny yourselves society or pleasant books or easy clothing, or take on some irksome task or employment. Do one or other or some or all of these, unless you say that you have never sinned. Ever bear in mind that day which will reveal all things, and will test all things so as by fire, and which will bring us into judgment ere it lodges us in heaven. From Toward Easter by Father Trodek. The Church prescribes every year this holy time of purification called Lent to bring us back toward God and to fortify us. It is not to punish us, but to heal us. Every man can see for himself that he easily tends not to do the good which he would like to do, and to do the evil which he would not like to do. Those are the wounds left in us after the sin of our first parents and deepened by our personal sins. They are present in each one of us, and the tempter takes advantage of them to try to make us fall. Little by little, our easily distracted heart lets itself be encumbered by pride, selfishness, or dissipation. Our soul is then like the servant of the centurion of Capernaum. It, too, is sick. We therefore have great need of this Lent in order to work toward our healing with greater care than we do the rest of the year. For that, let us turn toward Jesus in the same spirit as the centurion who asks him to heal his servant. But first, let us ask ourselves, what is our principal obstacle to grace right now? If we were to die this night, would we be ready? What is it that in our life would bother us the most at the idea of appearing before God? Is it a disordered attachment to this or that person, a bitterness we do not struggle against, a life that is too superficial, a grave neglect in this or that duty? Let us consider it calmly before God, and let us regret it from the bottom of our heart. Lord Jesus, enlighten me, show me what in me displeases thee, and above all give me the strength to act accordingly. I want to take advantage of this Lent to correct everything that keeps me from living a profoundly Christian life.